Dr. Hubbard, are you taking a clinic note on SAGRARIO, last name GRAILLO-MURILLO, birthday 3578, indication 4524. Patient presents for follow-up of abdominal pain, seen before, seen in emergency room, referred to Dr. McCarty for colonoscopy, waiting to hear from his office. With concern about persistence of abdominal pain, described as being intermittent in lower abdomen, benign diarrhea or vomiting, some nausea yesterday, cleared today, review of symptoms, also complains of blurring vision for the past week with broken glasses, past medical history, history of diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol, social family history, non-contributory, physicals and general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck, suffer without masses, lungs, could also catch percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen with 1+ tenderness, right lower quadrant without guarding or rigidity, back, skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, impression, follow-up, abdominal pain with possible enteritis, colitis, as well as hypertension, high lipid disease, diabetes mellitus, fever control, and with persistence of evidence of pyuria with possible urinary tract infection with recent culture showing no infection. Patient was given prescription from the ER before when she left, but states she didn't get it filled. Accessed ER records and see that she was given Cipro prescription. So today, patient given prescription for Cipro with addition of Flagyl and also Bentyl to follow up with GI doctor as soon as possible for colonoscopy and any other testing warranted. Also complains of nausea with fogging of memory, taking Loped off and on, not taking Loped regularly. States she was taking it when she had lab work done recently with levels essentially within normal limits. We'll substitute Crestor for Loped now as well, with follow-up as needed and for routine care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.